The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "Take care not to perform righteous deeds in order that people may see them. Otherwise, you will have no recompense from your heavenly Father. When you give alms, don't blow a trumpet before you like the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets to win the praise of others. Amen, I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you give alms, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your almsgiving may be secret. And your Father who sees in secret will repay you. And when you pray, do not be like the hypocrites who love to stand and pray in the synagogues and on the street corners, so that others may see them. Amen, I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you pray, go to your inner room, close the door, and pray to your Father in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will repay you. When you fast, do not look gloomy like the hypocrites. They neglect their appearance, so that they may appear to others to be fasting. Amen, I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you fast, anoint your head, wash your face, so that you may not appear to others to be fasting, except to the Father who is hidden. And your Father who sees what is hidden will repay you." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Well, now, again, with gospel texts like these in the Sermon on the Mount, it's possible for us to get into the details and miss the whole point. Some might say, quibble and say, well, is the Lord telling us not to pray in public? Is he telling us never to make it known? You know, sometimes when we give alms, it's good to let others know so we're setting an example. Like, I know sometimes as a pastor, I said, "I am the first to give to the Archbishop's appeal. Please, everyone, follow my example." In other words, there can be places or times, you know, to set an example and so on. And is the Lord forbidding us to ever, you know, make any of these things public? And again, what we're doing is we're kind of missing the point. The Lord is saying, don't do things in order that other people may see them. In other words, that your primary motive is to win the praise of human beings. But rather, it should be enough for you that the Father knows and sees. Now, let's talk about this word hypocrisy for a minute. He uses the word hypocrite here at least three times in the text. Now, in our culture, the word hypocrite means someone who says one thing and does another. All right, they're inconsistent, or, you know, shall we say, or they say one thing, they do another. And we particularly in our culture hold this up to extreme disfavor. Even though we're all a little hypocrite, you know, in that sense, we're all a little bit hypocritical. We all have our ideals that we speak of, and we don't always live up to them. But nevertheless, if you catch someone in hypocrisy, this is very humiliating for the person, and very much the subject of denunciation in our culture. Now, I'm not going to say to you that this is not something to be denounced, but I think, again, the extremity of it in our culture is somewhat interesting to me. Nevertheless, is that really what Jesus means here by hypocrite? Merely that these are people who say one thing and do another. And that really isn't, again, we're kind of missing the point. For Jesus, a hypocrite, by the way, the Greek word hypokritos, which is where we get the word hypocrite, means actor in Greek. It means actor. Now, try to follow with me for a minute. We put a few pieces in place. An actor is someone on a stage who's performing a role for applause or money, and they seek to win the favor of the crowd. All right. Now, Jesus basically says, look, don't be like hypocrites. Well, what does he mean? He means a hypocrite is someone who needs the applause or the favor of human beings because they don't know the Father. Did you hear that last part? A hypocrite is a very sad condition when you think about it. A hypocrite is someone who needs people to applaud them and think well of them because they don't know the Father. They don't know the Father. And so they need human respect. And they will play whatever role the audience requires of them in order to get it. And it's a very sad condition, isn't it? Very sad, very poignant that we do that, right? That we're so concerned to win the favor of others that we'll do almost anything to be approved of. So again, we have a very important condition that the Lord is diagnosing here. Now, with that in mind, look at a couple of the details. He says, look, don't blow a trumpet when you give alms. You know, in other words, don't hire the marching band to announce your gift. Keep your deeds secret. Now, but notice what he says. Your Father, who sees in secret, will repay you. So what's the antidote to hypocrisy? To know the Father. To love the Father. To experience the Father's love. The Father's esteem. It should be enough for us that God sees our almsgiving, shouldn't it? But why isn't it? Because we don't know the Father. Now when I say we, please understand what I mean. We doesn't necessarily mean every single one of us in the chapel equally, but we collectively as human beings. It should be enough for us that God sees our good deeds. But for many people it's not enough. Because why? They don't know the Father. And because they don't know the Father, they're desperately seeking human approval. And again, the Lord gives these other two examples. They're very similar, right? When you pray, in that culture, you know, you had to be in church on Sunday, so to speak. Obviously, Sunday wasn't the day. Sabbath, you know, Saturday. But, and to not be in the synagogue or at the temple was very significant in that culture. What's wrong with you? And so on. And so a lot of people went through religious actions and performed religious rituals, because in that culture they were rewarded for it. And that was true in our culture up until about, you know, 30 years ago. And all of a sudden now it's like, who cares? But you see, the idea is that you could go just because it was expected of you. You would be rewarded there. People would note your religiosity. They would affirm you. You might get the business contract because you met someone at the synagogue. And there's lots of human reasons to be at the synagogue on Saturday. Now, the Lord is saying again, it should be enough for you that your Father. In fact, you ought to be someone who would pray even if nobody saw you. It would be enough for you because God saw you. And God, you experienced God. But it isn't enough because they don't know the Father. And so on. Fasting, same idea, right? Now, then here's the basic point of this gospel that we don't want to miss if we get too much into the details. Hypocrisy is a very tragic and sad human condition. It's very sad when you think about it. Running around like an actor on a stage, desperately seeking people's approval. Doing almost anything, any antic, any silly thing to win the praise or approval of others, you see. Sad. And why do we do that? Why do we need that? Because we don't know the Father. So what's the solution to all this human respect and this anxiety about, will people think I'm pretty enough, handsome enough, smart enough, eloquent enough? Will people think that I've done, you know? What if it would just be enough to know the Father, to know His love, and to not be so anxious to run around doing anything to get approval? And the Lord simply says, hypocrisy, being an actor, you can be free of all that if you just know my Father. Just know Him. Experience His love for you. And that's enough for you. And you won't have to run around sinning and antics and crazy stuff that you do to win the approval. And that's the basic point of a gospel like this. Really a very tender and a very beautiful point. Amen.